Good afternoon. Now call this meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is exactly 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. Noting that time, I'll say we're keeping the trains running on time. We'll have lots of transportation funds. Let the record also show that we have a quorum of three. Present today are Senator Lukey Tobin, Senator Rob Myers, and myself, Chairman James Kaufman, two members, Vice Chair Wilson and Senator Jesse Keel, were not able to attend because of other required activities. So staffing the committee today is my Transportation Committee aide, Emma Torkelson. So thank you, Emma. Our LIO moderator is Doug Bridges. Thank you, Doug. And Marigwen Kawakami from Records. So at this time, I'd like to remind everybody to silence your cell phones. I'll double check that myself. And so welcome to the first hearing of the Senate Transportation Committee of 33rd Legislature. I would like to take a moment to express my thanks to my fellow committee members for joining me on this committee, for making quorum for our first meeting. Thank you. And I'd like to highlight a couple of practices. Nothing unusual. These are subject to change or amendment as the situation may require in the future. But in general, always strive to begin and end our meetings on time. I understand that our committee members have many other commitments. We'll try and take heed of that. If you will, please communicate any late arrivals or absences in advance so that we can account for that. I'd appreciate it. And in the future, as we start to get the bill referrals, generally speaking, we'll plan on holding two hearings on each piece of legislation with additional meetings added if we're dealing with a particularly substantive bill. In other words, we'll dig in as deep as we need to, but we'll try and be expedient when possible. To give our committee members adequate time for consideration and members of the public a chance to comment on any changes, we'll generally take up any amendments and hold public testimony during the second meeting. As the session progresses, these guidelines may shift if we need to, but my staff and I will always do our best to communicate any changes and the public before doing so. For the next coming few weeks, the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities will be joining us to delve into the workings of the department as a whole in each of their main areas of responsibility, kind of jokingly, planes, trains, automobiles, ferries, and public facilities. Most everyone has heard around here that I'm a retired quality manager, so I intend on shaping our direction as much as possible along those lines of trying to seek continuous improvement in the Department of Transportation, find out what they're doing not only to manage, you know, who they are, what they do, but also where they are going as an organization and driving improvement. So to some extent, I see ourselves as an improvement council that can work with them cooperatively to try and just improve the state of transportation in Alaska. So I came up with a bit of a mission statement. So the mission of the committee is to collaboratively drive continuous improvement across all modes of transportation. So there's a little pun in there, Rob. Senator Myers, sorry. I put that there for you. But along with that, we have to consider, you know, money, all the political realities, and all of those things. But anything we can do to drive delivering greater value and reliability in all modes of transportation. So I'd like to give my committee members a chance to introduce themselves and explain any focus areas or your background. Generally, just overview for the public, anyone that might be watching, on who you are and what aspects of transportation you're interested in. So if we can maybe start with Senator Myers.
Yeah, sure. Senator Robert Myers, I currently represent what is now District Q. That's North Pole in the eastern part of the Fairbanks North Star Borough. I got stuck on this committee because it's kind of my bailiwick. I drive truck for a living, and that's what I do before I get out of here. And after session's over, that's what I go back to. So where do you put the truck driver? You put him on the Transportation Committee. And then for the past 2 years, I was the chair for this committee as well. What I am looking at and a little concerned with over the next couple of years here is we are pulling down a lot of money, primarily from the feds, through the through IJA and a couple of other bills that Congress has passed recently, and then we went through a little bit extra money this last year with oil prices as well, and you know, who knows where that goes. But what I'm concerned about is, particularly with the federal funds coming in, that we're not just divvying it out based on, you know, making sure that, you know, things are you know, equitably distributed among legislators' districts or something like that, but that we're thinking about the future of our state. We're thinking about economic development. We're thinking about road safety, other forms of public safety, that we're thinking about, in a lot of ways, where we're going to get the most bang for our buck, really, and where we're going to be able to contribute long-term rather than just, you know, hey, I'm going to make some people back home happy because I brought home a couple of contracts. You know, especially, you know, the state history, you know, when we see the late 70s, early 80s, the last oil boom from 06 to 14, give or take, you know, we didn't necessarily see a whole lot of strategic thinking, strategic planning about how we could really build our state necessarily. A lot of it turned into political considerations of how we were going to spend money rather than, you know, more objective criteria. So that's kind of, you know, I've got some other things to think about as far as transportation goes, but primarily, given the situation we're in, that's where I'm going to be focusing a lot of my attention.
Thank you. So, Senator Tobin, you have a broad background that you'll tell us about, so rural as well as downtown, and so let's hear that.
Yeah, thank you so very much, and I can already tell that I'm going to need to up my transportation pun game. For the public, my name is Lukey Gail Tobin. I represent Senate District I, which includes the communities of Downtown Anchorage, Fairview, South Addition, Government Hill, Jay Bear, and parts of Northeast Muldoon, North Star, and East Ridge. So it's a very broad perspective, but it also really focuses on those arterial roads going in and out of our port. And the port is a very near and dear issue to me, particularly for my community, but also for all of Alaska. It's where a significant portion of our resources come through, and making sure that there is reduction in supply chain disruptions, that there is an opportunity for those resources to make it into the hands of individuals who need them in that moment and make it at a low cost is something that I'm going to be focused on. I also, as many know, am a bike commuter. I don't really drive a lot. And so I'm very interested in this idea of land use planning focused on the cohesion, multimodal, and safe and secure transportation pathways so that everyone gets to where they're going and can be with their friends and family without having any major disruptions or issues that potentially could result in a loss of life or increased loss of life. I'm also the spouse of a small plane pilot. And so those small airports are really critical to me, not only as someone who was born and raised in rural Alaska, but also someone who wants to know my spouse is going to land safely and come home safely every day. One of the things that you'll hear me talk quite a bit about is the Glenn Seward Mobility Study. And this is a particular pedestrian environmental linkages study that's happening right there in the heart of Fairview, which is the community I live in. And there has been a long history of how this particular highway was not planned, but put right in the heart of a community of color to really disrupt that community's economic growth and prosperity. And so you'll hear me talk a lot about what we should be looking at as a committee around how do we plan these transportation pathways so that everyone thrives, so that everyone has an opportunity to breathe clean air, to live in a community that they don't have threats of potential vehicular violence toward, and that they can be successful in. So those are the things that I'm going to be bringing forth to the table, and I'm very excited to be here on this committee with you, especially talking about how we can retain our state employees and make sure that they go forward in a positive way.
Thank you, and I want to thank you both. I'll take another bite at the apple, just a little bit about myself. So I joke about quality management, but it was my career before I came here. And so I believe we have a tremendous opportunity. Alaska was created, it wasn't designed, and there's a lot of work that we can do to kind of push more design in what we do, how we do it, and drive more value out of it. I think it's the great middle ground that we can operate in. Around the arguments over what we spend on, how much we spend, and what we get out of it. I think that the, right in the middle is how can we improve what we're doing and drive more value. So we'll focus on that. The framework that we've put together for this next series of meetings is pretty much the high level overview of what the Department of Transportation does as an organization. So their organizational processes, who they are, what they do, and then as a like an umbrella organization, now what are they doing to drive continuous improvement in all of their operations? Then as we move through it, we'll start to get into the modes of transportation. So we'll take the conversation deeper, more specific. So in our next hearing, if we could, let's focus on that high level umbrella organization management processes, what type of continuous improvement processes, what improvement projects are they doing as an organization to drive higher performance, better value. And we've spoken with the department. I'm hearing good things. I think we'll have some good conversations around that. And then later, save anything that you have for specific modes, and we'll really drill into that. And please get with me as we proceed through these meetings to get together, and we'll flesh out some of that so that we can touch base on all of that. Yes, ma'am. And, just reminded that Representative Mina is in the room, so thank you for attending. I'm still new at all this stuff. So that's the big picture that we're doing, and I'm not going to chew away on this anymore today. We don't really need to. This was, really just a kickoff, and we'll treat it as such. So I'll slip into wrap-up unless there's any more comments. All right. Well, thank you. In wrap-up, thank you, committee members, for attending. I appreciate it. And thank you to the committee, LIO support staff, who have helped with today's committee meeting. Our next regularly scheduled meeting will be this coming Thursday, January 26, 2023, at 1:30 p.m., same time as today, where we'll be hearing a presentation from DOT on their overall structure, their assessment of plans to drive greater improvement projects across their organizations and their areas of responsibility. I would like to ask that if committee members have any questions, submit them to the department ahead of time. Please email those to my office by 4 p.m. Brief at ease. Back in. Yes, please email those to my office by 4 p.m. this afternoon so we can forward them to the department. In future meetings, we'll be drilling deeper. I already explained that, so I won't go into that again. But any closing comments? No, I think we're good. Okay. Meeting is now adjourned at, 1:43 p.m.